Bekitel. You guys will notice that I'm wearing this white garb. We wear the white garb. We have three different explanations as to why we wear this kittel. The first explanation is that this is what I will be buried in. And being that we took out all my gold and silver vessels here, and tonight we're showing ourselves as free men, and so it might get to my head that I have all this wealth here before me. I'm this big fancy guy enjoying showing myself as a free man. That's the mitzvah of the night. So I remind myself that in this thing, worms will be eating me one day. And that's like to keep a guy from becoming arrogant. That's one explanation. Second explanation is that it's part of the night where we're trying to show ourselves as free men. We wear a special garb. It's not something I wear except for Yom Kippur, right? Or the Chazan of Rosh Hashanah. And the third explanation is that we're also reenacting the time of the temple when they would bring sacrifices. They used to wear special garments with bringing their sacrifice. Even though we're not bringing a sacrifice tonight, much of what we're doing tonight is reflective of how we would if we did bring a sacrifice. So we're wearing the special garb. Only married people wear it. There's a Hasidic custom that the first year you get married, you don't wear it. After that, Ashkenazim wear it. Sfardim, I don't think, even own a kittel till the day they die. Because Sfardim don't wear it. I'm saying they don't wear it in prayer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're all buried in Talitot and the kittel. Under the Talit, there's supposed to be a kittel. Yeah.
Is it not an element of new beginnings, too, to wearing a kittel?
Why?
Because you wear it on your marriage, you wear it on Yom Kippur. Purity. And Pesach is like you're going out of Egypt.
And death is also a new beginning, if you think about it.
Right. No, absolutely. It's in the next stage.
I have to think about it. I don't know. I mean, the commentaries don't say that, but it's food for thought, yeah? Okay, I hear. I'll be with you 1 second. Ron, I need the stender. Do you mind putting your coat over? Chair or something? Yes, sir.
So you said it's only for married men, so I don't know if it's relevant, but I know I do it Shabbat. But
not at the Seder.
What?
Not at the Seder. Not at the Seder. We don't wear talis. No. No. Okay. So we'll pass it around. We take, according to the generally accepted Ashkenazi custom, we take a small piece smaller than the size of an olive, less than a kezias, so then you don't have to make an after blessing. You didn't need a large volume. If you happen to be very, very hungry, which you will be, and your host has enough karpas to go around, and you see everyone's munching on it and eating it, you could rely on the gra, who holds you could eat a larger volume and eat and enjoy. But we do not lean when we eat the karpas, according to many opinions. We dip the karpas in the salt water after we washed our hands. We did urchatz, we washed our hands. And now we dip the karpas in the salt water, if you guys could pass around the salt water. And we will make a blessing, Bori Pri HaGafen, having in mind to cover with our blessing the leafy vegetables, the maror. Okay? When we make the adama, we have that in mind. Let's make sure everyone has it. We all dipped in salt water. And while we're passing around the karpa, so...
Should we feed each other too?
We don't have to feed each other, no. That we do not do.
Sorry, I'm not feeding wrong.
You gotta behave.
I don't want to cheat.
Okay. Are we ready? Does everyone have their vegetables? Okay. We hold it in our right hand. We have in mind the maror, and we make a blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Pri HaAdamah. Ade shur chatz karpas yachatz magid rachza motzi matza maror korech shulchan norech tzafon barech halel nitzar yachatz. We're up to the part of breaking the matzah. So, Benny, do we have a bag?
On the table.
Oh, thanks. So we have a very special bag, embroidered and bought from very special shop. I don't like to say where I invest to get my beautiful bags. We take, now, our matzahs are going to be like this. We're going to have two matzahs, which are, thank you, our lecha mishneh. We'll have the upper matzah and the lower matzah, which will basically be for the meal. And then we take the middle matzah, and we're going to break it. Yachatz. We break the middle matzah. We put the smaller part back here. We take the bigger part, put it in a bag, and this represents the way a poor man eats his bread. The matzah is called lechem oni. Oni could mean like ani, poor man. Oni could mean to recount, la'anot, to recount. So over this matzah, we're going to recount the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. A poor man doesn't have loaves of bread. He has scraps of bread. And he saves a piece for tomorrow because he doesn't know what tomorrow will bring. So we take this, and the Sephardim, some Ashkenazim do this too, put it over their shoulder, like the Jews leaving Mitzrayim with the dough, Mish'arotam, the Pasuk says, their dough, Tzivuot b'simnotam, were wrapped in their cloth, Al Shechmam, over their shoulders. And we are about to begin the Maggid. This is what we call Afikoman. This broken, larger piece of matzah, we will eat at the very end of the Seder, at the very end of the meal, to commemorate the Paschal offering. And when we make the blessing on eating matzah, we have in mind both the matzah we eat at the beginning of the meal and this matzah which we'll eat at the end of the meal. And what we're telling the child is, this is very precious, this matzah. This matzah represents a lot to me. I'm going to tell you a lot about this matzah tonight. And if you were to steal it from me, I guess I'd give you some kind of gift or something in order to get it back. Because this is precious to me. And so, the game begins, where the kids have to try and steal the afikoman. And don't let them get away with it too fast.
Normally stealing is bad.
Right, but they all get it. You know, I before the Seder, I have this conversation with my kids that my father used to have with me. And it goes something like this. I hear there are thieves around the house. I hear there are people who plan on stealing things from me tonight. I'm not sure I'm going to put up with it tonight. And the kids say, no, Ava, we're going to steal. We're going to get away with it. So they understand it's a game. Now, ordinarily, I have a less discriminate bag. And I have a few dummy bags. And I make it hard on the kids. I have dummy bags. Weren't you at our Seder? Oh, boy. I thought you were. So I have dummy bags so that the kids can grab them. And now that the kids are older and more sophisticated, I prepare the dummy bags with machine matzah so that they feel like they got matzah. And after about 5 minutes, I say, guys, I hear you took my matzah, but could you just make sure it's hand matzah? Make sure you got the real one. And then they open it up and they say, hey, it's machine matzah. So then they realize they got the dummy bag. And then they're back at it again. Now, the idea here is it helps the kids stay awake because there's a game going on. They're going to try to get it. And they know they want to be up at the end of the Seder to bargain for something they're going to get, some kind of prize, some toy, whatever. So that's our custom of the afikoman. So this is our afikoman here. And one of the things I also tell the kids is that if I get it back crummy, they can keep it and they should forget about anything. I mean, sometimes they fight with you and they make it all into crumbs. So if it's going to be crummy, if it's going to be all crummy, I got nothing to eat. So I tell them, if it's going to be a fight where you end up making it into crumbs, you can keep it. I'm not going to eat it. So there has to be a certain decorum going on at the Seder too. Now, so we did yachatz, and now we're about to begin Maggid. Why did we do yachatz now? Because when we tell over the story, the Torah says, lechem oni, tell over the story, bavur zeh, when you have the matzah in front of you. Well, the real matzah is the broken matzah. The real matzah is the matzah. This is matzah. This is what we talk about. So, what we're about to say in Aramaic, I'm going to say now in English. What we're about to say, the beginning of Maggid is we explain. We're going to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, halach ma'anya, this poor man's bread. So I'll read it and translate, and then I'll show you how I do it with the kids. Okay, so we're starting Maggid. It's good to have in mind that we're now doing the biblical mitzvah of Maggid. This is the mitzvah d'oraita tonight, on the night of Pesach, to tell over the story to the children. Halach ma'anya, this bread, which represents our affliction, this is what poor people eat. That our forefathers ate back in Egypt. Well, now we're much better off. Look at what a beautiful meal we have. Kol dichvin, anyone who's hungry, yetev yechol, could come and join us and eat. Kol ditzrich, whoever needs to, yetev yivsach, can join us and enjoy our Pesach. Hashat tahacha, and even though right now it's not perfect yet, because we're still here, Next year we hope to be in the land of Israel. Ashat Avde, this year we're not yet completely free. There are elements of servitude. But next year it's going to be even better. We're hoping we're going to be real free men. So now, in children's language, we're talking to the kids. Kids, you know what happened in Mitzrayim? In Mitzrayim, at night, the kids weren't discussing with their parents, is breakfast tomorrow morning Cheerios or cornflakes? Because they knew breakfast tomorrow morning would be
matzah.
And when their parents left for work in the morning, so the kids weren't asking, am I getting a sandwich with peanut butter or jelly or hummus or tchina? Because they knew that lunch was going to be
matzah.
And when their parents came in home at night, they weren't asking, is it, what's for dinner? Is it spaghetti? Is it meatballs? Is it pasta? Is it chicken? Is it rice? Because they knew it was going to be matzah. And you know what? That night when they went to bed, they weren't too worried what they were going to eat the next morning, because you know what it was going to be? Matzah. And you know what it was going to be the next afternoon? Also matzah. Now you know how long this lasted for? Their whole life. This is what they ate. Matzah. Matzah. And more matzah. They didn't get to eat too much more. Every so often, in the water that they draw from the wells, there'd be some fish. So when they'd cook the water, they'd have fish soup. Water mixed with fish, and that's what they would eat. But pretty much, their diet consisted of a lot of matzah. So this is, and when they'd eat it, they didn't know if tomorrow the Egyptian would let them come home in time to feed their kids. So when their kids asked them for matzah at night, they'd say, here's one piece. And the other piece we're leaving over here, please don't eat it, because we might need it tomorrow. So the kids saw all this matzah, and they gave him a piece of the matzah. And they said, the other piece has to be put away, because we don't know what's going to be tonight. This is the poor man's bread. Again, what we just said in Aramaic, if we explain it in live terms to the kids, this is what they ate in Mitzrayim. And you know what? Hashem chose us. And He brought us, and today we're so much better. Look, we're sitting here having this beautiful meal. And we're not done yet, because Hashem has big plans for the Jewish people, and it's still going to get better. We're still going to be free. We're still going to get back to Israel. Now, don't think of our Seder here. I'm saying to us as adults. Try to imagine Warsaw. Try to imagine Jews 70 years ago. The Nazis have come to power. And they're sitting at the Seder, and they're telling their kids, I want you to know we're heading for something better. We're still the chosen people. There was no state of Israel. They didn't have the land of Israel. People didn't dare dream. The dream seemed dead. The dream of returning to Zion. But the Jews continue to dream. And the night of Pesach, we're not only telling the kids we're chosen. We're not only telling the kids, look at what we went through and we made it here. We're free men. We're telling them it's still going to get better. The theme of the Seder splits into three. It's the past, it's the present, it's the future. The first part of the Haggadah is focused on the past. Now the kid has seen many strange things going on here. And what we're about to do now, after we explained Halach Ma'anya, is we make believe the meal is over. So let's get ready for benching. This is what I do at our table. We cover the matzah, which is really in place of what they used to do in ancient times, was remove it. So in my house, I do like ancient times. I say to my wife, thank you very much. Everything was great. It was a wonderful meal. Kids, let's get ready for benching. We'll fill up the cups of grape juice for benching. And the kid sees this and he's like, ah, but we didn't eat yet. Okay, so that's what we're trying to do. That's that get them aroused. Something strange here? Anything else strange here? The kid says, yeah, what's with this matzah? What's going on here? Ah, so now we have questions. Let's talk about it. So that's the manishtana. So the lead-in to the manishtana is that we're about to make believe the meal is over. We pour one another the next cup. You guys can go grab from the box. As though we're about to bench. In ancient times, they used to fill a cup of grape juice for benching. So let's refill one another's cups. And...
not all at once.
Hi, not all at once, right. Thank you, Ron.
Kadeshu chatz kapas yachatz Magid ratza motzi matza Marach orech shulchan orech Tzafun barech halel nirtza.
The simple reading of the questions are, the kid is asking, I'm used to eating crackers and bread, pita and bread. Tonight I see only, if you're Sephardi, pita matzah. If you're Ashkenazi, cracker matzah. This isn't the meal I'm used to. That's question number one. Question number two is, ordinarily we eat a lot of vegetables. Tonight it seems like our main dish is one lettuce. The third question is, ordinarily we don't go dipping things. Tonight I see we're going to dip the mar into the charosis. We already dipped the karpas in the salt water. And finally, ordinarily we don't spend the meal leaning. But really the question has a totally different level to it. The question dates back to the time of the temple when the kids knew that you would eat matzah. Matzah was brought as part of the sacrifice of thanks. But you would have 40 loaves of bread, some of which were matzah, some of which were regular bread. That was the todah sacrifice. So the kid is saying, we're giving thanks tonight? Then why don't I see 40 loaves of bread, and part of them bread, and part of them matzah? Let's begin. We can all sing it together, right? Yes?
Can I ask a question?
What? Could I sing no on a night like this? Yeah.
What does it mean that we usually dip? We usually don't dip. We usually dip once, and now we dip twice.
Ain't anumatlim. We don't ordinarily dip. I guess in their times it wasn't common.
Is that like such a nafkamina that now we dip? I'm saying we. I'm saying as of now we just dipped some pepper into some salt water.
Right.
Because I know that we're going to dip a second time.
He sees the dip is ready for the maras next to the charosis.
Do you know what's going on tonight? Well,
sounds like it. It's a good question. Now, that's the best answer I know.
Hamotzi and salt. We already dipped now the
karpas.
But we're going to make hamotzi and we always dip the
maybe, okay. Maybe, I hear. But then it's not in anumat bilina filu pa'am echad. I don't have a better answer. I don't know yet. Maybe one day we'll find it. If you find it, tell me. Okay, so in homes where we're all adults, we sing the manishtana together. In homes with our kids, the kids can ask the manishtana technically, halachically. If he just asked the question, we can go straight from that into avadim ayinu. If there's a real question on the table, so question was asked, now we tell the story in light of the question. If this were really our Seder table, then this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If this were a real Seder table, it's also what it says in the Gemara. If this were a real Seder table, he asked the question, then I'd say, that's a really good question. I'll tell you what. It started with the fact that we were slaves in Egypt. We would skip the Manashtana. The Manashtana is really a question for the kid who doesn't know how to ask. So we prepare him, we set him up. But traditionally we sing it together. So let's sing it together. Manishtana ha-layla hazeh mikol ha-laylot mikol ha-laylot shemechol ha-laylot anu ochlim chametzu matzah chametzu matzah ha-layla zeh ha-layla zeh kulo matzah ha-layla zeh ha-layla zeh kulo matzah shebechol ha-lelot anu she'al yerakot she'al yerakot ha-layla zeh ha-layla zeh ma'avor ha-layla zeh ha-layla zeh ma'avor she'bechol ha-lelot enanu matbilim afilu pa'am echad afilu pa'am echad ha-layla zeh ha-layla zeh shetei me'amim ha-layla zeh ha-layla zeh shetei me'amim shebechol ha-lelot anu ochlim ben yoshvim uven mesubim ben yoshvim uven mesubim ha-layla zeh ha-layla zeh kulanu mesubim ha-layla zeh ha-layla zeh kulanu mesubim. So now we're about to start answering his questions. So we reveal our broken matzah, because we said we're going to tell over the story over the broken matzah. What do we really want to tell the kid? So we have a few themes on the Seder night. One is matchil bignut umseim b'shevach. What does that mean?
Start up with we end up with praise.
Right. So there are two opinions as to how we fulfill that. One opinion is we begin by describing that we were slaves and now we're freemen. Another opinion says we begin with the fact that our forefathers Avram's father was a pagan. And then we conclude with the fact that today we're free men to serve Hashem. So we're going to begin, and we'll get there. We'll get there. We will say it clearly. We will say it. So Avadim Ayinu is really the beginning of our Magid. Now we're going to begin actually answering the kid.